If one big, beautiful bill has left you with one big, confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today.
Good morning. Well, it won't be good morning for Gursimran Kamba, the AIB ex-comedian, as Amazon dropped him out of their series following sexual misconduct allegations. Many CEOs have resigned, even ministers too, but India Today has decided to go ahead with Major Gaurav Arya. About time, India Today applied for a name change as well, or get Yogi to come to office and he will. Might as well call it New India Today on the lines of New Indian Express. Will make it so much easier to peddle Moditva. Maybe they can go ahead and bring Sambit Patra as the next editor and anchor. The guy is an expert peddler in lies, deceit and disgust. It is 15th of November 2018 and F1 world champion Lewis Hamilton will soon be regretting trying to show a mirror to grim realities of whatever you want to call it. India or New India, as he questioned Formula One's policy of organizing races in new countries after this month's announcements of the Vietnam Grand Prix. He added, and we quote, "I've been to Vietnam before and it's beautiful. I've been to India before to a race, which was strange because India was such a poor place, yet we had this massive beautiful Grand Prix track made in the middle of nowhere. I felt very conflicted when I went to that Grand Prix." Unquote. And while we are on conflict, there is plenty in today's editorial. And we begin with that one company that benefited from the ill-begotten gains of demonetization, the Brahmastra against black money, as Modi lovers had called it. Sometime back, there was this strange story about a senior employee and a close-eyed and an old employee of Paytm founder Vijay Shekhar, Sonia Dhawan, who was arrested on charges of blackmailing him. Now, Sonia's lawyer has now responded to the allegation, saying the promoters of Paytm were pressuring her to sell her stake in the company and she has been framed. Quote, "There is definitely an element of conspiracy. The promoters were pressuring her to sell her stake," unquote, said Sonia's lawyer Prashant Tripathi. He said there is a lot of ambiguity in the case given that multiple reports earlier stated that the data in question belonged to the company but was later acknowledged as Sharma's personal data. Now, it all pretty much boils down to the ESOPs or sweat equity for employees she's holding. Dhawan has employee stock option plans or the ESOPs to the tune of 0.004% in 197 Communications and 0.02% in Paytm e-commerce Private Limited, the two companies held under the group. The cumulative value of shares as per Paytm's current valuation stood around 3.2 crore, but that is not all the stock that she's holding. Sometimes the snake you carry around you can turn to bite you itself. And I'm not talking about the Paytm story, nor about Rafael Deal and Anil Ambani, though I could see why you would like to draw the parallel once you've heard about a 24-year-old man who died of a snake bite on Monday in Andhra Pradesh after he wrapped a cobra around his neck and it bit him. Well, a video shot by one of the victim's friends has hence gone viral. According to the Times of India reports, the drunk snake charmer had removed the fangs and poison a couple of weeks ago, but didn't realize that the cobra had developed venom again. In the video, the snake charmer can be seen removing the cobra from his basket and handing it to Jagdish, the 24-year-old man. While claiming to have an antidote for snake bites, the snake charmer was encouraging the man to wrap the reptile around his neck. Well, after being cheered and jeered by the snake charmer to put the cobra around his neck, Jagdish held the snake in his hands, wrapped it like a garland around his neck, and then began scaring people with it. While he was fooling around and entertaining the bystanders, the venomous cobra bit him. Snake charmer has been absconding since then. What if the snake charmer was Eric Trappier or Dassault? And you know we are heading to what transpired in the Supreme Court yesterday, where AG Venugopal and the CJI Gogoi were trying to charm their way out of this tricky snake called Rafael jets. Well, the center has disclosed in the Supreme Court that there is no sovereign guarantee from France, but only a letter of comfort to deal with any failure by Dassault or its Indian offset partner to meet the terms of the Rafael deal. Well, the revelation in the court brings under stress a key factor of what the Narendra Modi government's defense lies on, that the Dassault-made Rafales were being bought under a government-to-government agreement. Well, now, a sovereign guarantee is an assurance from a national government to another to discharge the liability of any company or person belonging to its country if it defaults on a contract or agreement. Well, in business deals, a letter of comfort provides an assurance that an obligation will be met but falls short of a legally enforceable commitment. Now, advocate Prashant Bhushan, appearing on behalf of himself and former Union Minister Yashwant Sinha and Arun Shori from the BJP, submitted that the NDA government had short-circuited the acquisition process by taking the Intergovernment Agreement or the IGA route to avoid giving a tender. Bhushan said there was no sovereign guarantee from the French government in the deal. Quote, government hiding behind secrecy clause has not disclosed price of Rafael jets, Bhushan told the bench. He argued that initially the law ministry had flagged the issue, but later gave in to the proposal of entering into the IGA. And if Lewis Hamilton thinks we are a poor country, then please keep the snake story and our next story from reaching his ears, as he would for sure think we are a very backward nation who are extremely superstitious as well. Or is that what we call progress in New India? Well, in a bid to relieve a 50-year-old diamond polisher from the clutches of an evil spirit, six of his family, including his wife, three sons, daughter, and daughter-in-law, took turns to jump on his chest, well, obviously leading to his death. All accused were arrested on Wednesday. The family, which had blind faith in black magic and tantric rituals, believed that Kanji Kumbhar was possessed by an evil spirit. They forced him to drink vermilion water before crushing him to death on the 11th of November, convinced that this was the only way to oust evil from his body. Well, enough about India. Let's see what's happening beyond our borders. And we move to Sri Lanka, where the Sri Lanka's parliament passed a no-confidence motion against newly appointed Prime Minister Mahindra Rajapaksa on Wednesday, presenting a standoff with the opposition and throwing the country deeper into turmoil. Essentially, they're very confused as to who is in charge right now. If there was any confusion, let me help them. Well, China it is. And did you know that for Canada, Americans were the third largest contingent of asylum seekers in 2017 after Haitians and Nigerians, and the number went up six times in 1 year. Well, bit of a digression really, but did you know that astronomers have discovered a planet around one of the closest stars to our sun? Well, nearby planets like this are likely to be prime targets in the search for signatures of life using the next generation of telescopes. The planet's mass is thought to be more than three times that of our own, placing it in a category of world known as super Earths. Well, on that note, have a super day on planet Earth, and we will be back tomorrow. Until then, goodbye from TakeApart.com.
It's the Red Tag Sales Event at Jeff Weiler Chevrolet of Columbus. Look for the red tags and unlock unbeatable discounts on new and pre-owned Chevys. 0% APR on select new Chevrolet for well-qualified buyers. From the rugged Silverado to the sleek Malibu, every tag means savings. Financing made easy. We'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe. Stop by Jeff Weiler Chevrolet on Gender Road or shop anytime at jeffweilercolumbus.com. That's jeffweilercolumbus.com.